say it. Think he's not that weirdo man who tells you his life story at the supermarket. They don't even know him, but they speak about him as if they do. For all you know, which isn't much, you might just find him sitting in his bedroom, reading books, looking at the pictures, talking to himself. They listen through the keyhole, taking notes. They notice he's a bit, they're not sure how to say it. Goes right home and he never speaks, looking out the windows, thinking to himself. They watch him as they look up from their notes. They notice he's a bit, they're not sure how to say it. They're not sure how to say it, not in English, at least. You don't even know him? Don't say a word. He's not the guy whose picture is on the sweepstakes envelope. He's not the person to consult about what you may have already won. Without a doubt, he is invariably sitting in his bedroom, reading books and talking to himself. In his bedroom, reading books, looking at the pictures, talking to himself. They listen through the keyhole, taking notes. They notice he's a bit, they're not sure how to say it. Bus ride home and he never speaks, looking at the windows, thinking to himself. They watch him as they look up from their notes. They notice he's a bit, they're not sure how to say it. They're not sure how to say it, not in English, at least. Nor in Dutch, Finnish, Flemish, French, Spanish, Latin, Welsh, declension, Portuguese, or otherwise. And nor in gibbered, garbled, nonsense, incoherent, could you please repeat that, pardon me? I don't quite follow. In his bedroom, reading books, looking at the pictures, talking to himself. They listen through the keyhole, taking notes. They notice he's a bit, they're not sure how to say it. Bus ride home and he never speaks, looking out the windows, thinking to himself. They watch him as they look up from their notes. They notice he's a bit, they're not sure how to say it. They're not sure how to say it. In his bedroom, reading books, looking at the pictures, talking to himself. They listen through the keyhole, taking notes. They wear disguises, follow him around. They watch him through a two-way bathroom mirror. They plant a secret chip inside his brain. They don't know how to say it, but it's getting rather obvious. He's not the one who they wish him to be!